Chapter 10, The Counter-Arguments of Our Adversaries, and the Answers Thereto. I have presupposed that Saint Peter was Bishop of Rome and died such. This the opposite party deny. Many of them even deny that he ever was at Rome. But I am not obliged to attack all these negatives in detail, because when I shall have fully proved that Saint Peter was and died Bishop of Rome, I shall have sufficiently proved that the Bishop of Rome is the successor of Saint Peter. Besides, all my proofs and my witnesses state in express terms that the Bishop of Rome succeeded to Saint Peter, which is my contention, and from which again will follow a clear certainty that Saint Peter was at Rome and died there. And now here is my first witness, Saint Clement, disciple of Saint Peter, in the first letter which he wrote to the brother of the Lord, which is so authentic that Trufinus became the translator of it about 1200 years ago. Now he says these words: Simon Peter, the chief apostle, brought the King of Ages to the knowledge of the city of Rome, that it also might be saved. He being inspired with a fatherly affection, taking my hand in the assembly of the brethren, said, I ordain this Clement, bishop, to whom alone I commit the chair of my preaching and doctrine. And a little further on, to him I deliver the power of binding and loosing which was delivered to me by the Lord. And as to the authority of this epistle, Damasus in the Pontifical, in the life of Clement, speaks of it thus: in the letter which was written to James you will find how to Clement was the church committed by blessed Peter. And Rufinus, in the preface to the book of the Recognitions of Saint Clement, speaks of it with great honor, and says that he had turned it into Latin, and that Saint Clement bore witness in it to his own institution, and said that Saint Peter had left him as successor in his chair. This testimony shows us both that Saint Peter preached at Rome and that he was bishop there. For if he had not been bishop, how would he have delivered to Saint Clement a chair which he would not have held there? The second, Saint Ioannaeus 3:3, to the greatest and oldest and most famous church, founded by the two most glorious apostles, Peter and Paul. And a little further on, the blessed apostles therefore, founding and instituting the church, delivered to Linus the office of administering it as bishop. To him succeeded Anacletus, after him, in the third place from the apostles, Clement receives the episcopate. The third, Tertullian de Pr. 32, the church also of the Romans publishes, that is, shows by public instruments and proofs that Clement was ordained by Peter. And in the same book 36, Happy Church, into which the apostles poured with their blood their whole doctrine. And he speaks of the Roman church, where Peter's Saint Passion is made like to the Lord Saint. Whereby you see that Saint Peter died at Rome and instituted Saint Clement there, so that joining this testimony to the others, it is seen that he was bishop there and died teaching there. The fourth, Saint Cyprian ep. 55, ad Gorn, they dare to sail off to the chair of Peter, and to the head church, whence the sacerdotal unity has come forth, and he is speaking of the Roman church. Eusebius Cron, An. 44, Peter, by nation a Galilean, the first pontiff of Christians, having first founded the church of Antioch, proceeds to Rome, where, preaching the gospel, he continues 25 years bishop of the same city. Epiphanius 2, 27, the succession of bishops at Rome is in this order: Peter and Paul, Linus, Cletus, Clement, and C. Dorotheus. In Sin, Linus was bishop of Rome after the first ruler, Peter. Optatus of Milovis de Sch. Don, you cannot deny that you know that in the city of Rome the episcopal chair was first entrusted to Peter, in which Peter, head of all the apostles, sat. And a little further on, Peter sat first, to whom succeeded Linus, to Linus succeeded Clement. Saint Jerome ad Dam, with the successor of the fisherman and the disciple of the cross do I treat, I am united in communion with thy blessedness, in the chair of Peter. Saint Augustine ep 53, ad general, to Peter succeeded Linus, to Linus Clement. In the fourth general council of Chalcedon Act 3, when the legates of the Holy See would deliver sentence against Dioscorus, they speak in this fashion: wherefore, Most holy and blessed Leo, of the great and older Rome, by us and by the present holy synod, together with the thrice blessed and ever to be praised Apostle Peter, who is the rock and the foundation of the Catholic Church, has stripped him of the episcopal dignity and also ejected him from the priestly ministry. Give a little attention to these particulars, that the Bishop of Rome alone deprives him, by his legates and by the council, that they unite the Bishop of Rome with Saint Peter. For such things show that the Bishop of Rome holds the place of Saint Peter. The Synod of Alexandria, at which Athanasius was present, in its letter to Felix II, uses remarkable words on this point, and amongst other things, relates that, in the Council of Nice it had been determined that it was not lawful to celebrate any council without the consent of the Holy See of Rome, but that the canons which had been made to that effect had been burnt by the Arian heretics. And in fact, Julius Caesar, in the rescript against the Orientals in favor of Athanasius cc. 2, 3, cites two canons of the Council of Nice which relate to this matter, which work of Julius Caesar has been cited by Gratian, 400 years ago, and by Isidore 900, and the great father, Vincent of Lyrius, makes mention of it 1,000 years back. I say this because all the canons of Nice are not in existence, only 20 remaining, but so many grave authors cite others beyond the 20, that we are obliged to believe what is said by those good fathers of Alexandria above named, that the Arians have got the greater part destroyed. For God's saints' sake, let us cast our eyes on ancient and pure church of the first 6 centuries, and regard it from all sides. And if we find it firmly believes that the Pope was successor of Saint Peter, what rashness will it be to deny it? This, methinks, is a reason which asks no credit, but pays in good coin. Saint Peter has had successors in his vicarship, and who has ever in the ancient church had the reputation of being successor of Saint Peter, and head of the church, except the Bishop of Rome? In truth, all ancient authors, whosoever they be, all give this title to the Pope, and never to others. And how then shall we say it does not belong to him? Truly it were to deny the known truth. Or let them tell us what other bishop is the head of the church, and successor of Saint Peter. At the Council of Nice, at those of Constantinople and Chalcedon, it is not seen that any bishops usurp the primacy for himself. It is attributed, according to ancient custom, to the Pope. No other is named in equal degree. In short, never was it said, either certainly or doubtfully, of any bishop in the first 500 years that he was head or superior over the rest, except of the Bishop of Rome. About him indeed it was never doubted, but was held as settled that he was such. On what ground, then, after 1500 years past, would one cast doubt on this ancient tradition? I should never end were I to try to catalogue all the assurances and repetitions of this truth which we have in the ancients' writings, but this will suffice just now to prove that the Bishop of Rome is the successor of Saint Peter, and that Saint Peter was and died bishop at Rome. Chapter 11. That the church has never been dispersed or hidden. There is no question which the ministers fight over so pertinaciously as this, for they try by force of conjectures, presumptions, dilemmas, explanations, and by every means, to prove that Saint Peter was never at Rome, except Calvin, who, seeing that this was to belie all antiquity, and that it was not needed for his opinion, contents himself with saying that at least Saint Peter was not long bishop at Rome, on account of the consent of writers. I do not dispute that he was at Rome, but that he was bishop, especially for a long time, I cannot admit. But in truth, though he were bishop of Rome for but a very short time, if he died there he left there his chair and his succession. So that as to Calvin we should not have great cause for discussion, provided that he was resolved to acknowledge sincerely that Saint Peter died at Rome, and that he was bishop there when he died. And as to the others we have sufficiently proved above that Saint Peter died bishop of Rome. The statements which are made to the contrary are more captious than hard to resolve. And because he who shall have the true account of the life of Saint Peter before his eyes will have enough answer for all the objections, I will briefly say what I think the more probable, in which I will follow the opinion of that excellent theologian, Gilbert Chenibrard, Archbishop of Aix, in his Chronology, and of Robert Bellarmine, Jesuit, in his Controversies, who closely follow Saint Jerome, and Eusebius in Chronico. Our Lord then ascended into heaven in the 18th year of Tiberius, and commanded his apostles to stay in Jerusalem 12 years, according to the ancient tradition of Thrasius, martyr, not all indeed but some of them to verify the words spoken by Isaiah 65, and as S's Paul and Barnabas seem to imply Acts 13:46, for Saint Peter was in Lydda and in Joppa before the 12 years had expired. It was enough that some apostles should remain in Judah as witnesses to the Jews. Saint Peter then remained in Judah about 5 years after the ascension, preaching and announcing the gospel, and at the end of the first year, or soon afterwards, Saint Paul was converted, who after 3 years went to Jerusalem to see Peter, Galatians 1:18, with whom he stayed 15 days. Peter then, having preached about 5 years in Judah towards the end of the fifth year, went to Antioch, where he remained bishop about 7 years, that is, till the second year of Claudius, but meanwhile making evangelic journeys into Galatia, Asia, Cappadocia, and elsewhere, for the conversion of the nations. From thence, having committed his episcopal charge to the good Evodius, he returned to Jerusalem, on his arrival in which place he was imprisoned by Herod to please the Jews, Acts 12:6, about the time of the Passover. But escaping from the prison soon afterwards under the direction of the angel, he came, that same year, which was the second of Claudius, to Rome, where he established his chair, which he held about 25 years, during which he did not omit to visit various provinces, according to the necessity of the Christian commonwealth, but amongst other things, about the 18th year of the Passion and Ascension of the Saviour, which was the 9th of Claudius, he was driven with the rest of the Hebrews from Rome, and went away to Jerusalem, where the Council of Jerusalem was celebrated, in which Saint Peter presided. Then Claudius being dead, Saint Peter returned to Rome, taking up again his first work of teaching and of visiting from time to time various provinces, where at last Nero, having imprisoned him for death, with Saint Paul his companion, Peter, yielding to the holy importunities of the faithful, was about to make his escape and get out of the city by night, when meeting our Saviour by the gate he said to him, Domine quo vadis? Lord, whither goest thou? He answered, I go to Rome to be crucified anew, am contra o origin in general. 3. Athen. Profuga. Jerome de Ver. Il. Eusebius in Cron. Adu. Tertul. De Brescre. An answer which Saint Peter well knew pointed towards his cross. So that, after having been about 5 years in Judah, 7 years in Antioch, 25 years at Rome, in the 14th year of Nero's ancient empire he was crucified, head downwards, and on the same day Saint Paul had his head cut off. But before dying, taking by the hand his disciple Saint Clement, Saint Peter appointed him his successor, an office which Saint Clement would not accept nor exercise till after the death of Linus and of Cletus, who had been coadjutors of Saint Peter in the administration of the Roman bishopric. So that to him who would know why some authors place Saint Clement first in order after Saint Peter, and others Saint Linus, I will make him an answer by Saint Epiphanius, an author worthy of credit, whose words are these here. 27. Let no man wonder that Linus and Cletus took up the episcopate before Saint Clement, he being a disciple of the apostles, contemporary with Peter and Paul, for they also were contemporaries of the apostles. Whether therefore whilst they were alive he received from Peter the imposition of the hands of the episcopate, and refusing the office waited, or, after the departure of the apostles was appointed by the bishop Cletus, we do not clearly know. Because therefore Saint Clement had been chosen by Saint Peter as he himself testifies, and yet would not accept the charge before the death of Linus and Cletus, some, in consideration of the election made by Saint Peter, place him the first in order, others, looking, At the refusal he gave and at his leaving the exercise of it to Linus and Cletus, place him the fourth. Besides, Saint Epiphanius may have had reason to doubt about the election of Saint Clement made by Saint Peter, for want of having had sufficient proofs, while possibly Tertullian, Damasus, Rufinus, and others may have had means of ascertaining the truth, and this may be the reason why Saint Epiphanius speaks thus indecisively. Tertullian, who was more ancient, states positively, the Church of the Romans publishes that Clement was ordained by Peter, that is, proves by documents and public acts. As for myself, I prefer, and reasonably, to place myself on the side of those who are certain, because he who doubts what a man of probity and sense distinctly certifies contradicts the speaker. On the contrary, to be sure of that which another doubts about is simply to imply that the doubter does not know all, as indeed he has first confessed himself, by doubting, for doubting is nothing but not certainly knowing the truth of a thing. And now, having seen by this short account of the life of Saint Peter, which bears every mark of probability, that Saint Peter did not always stay in Rome, but, having his chair there, did not omit to visit many provinces, to return to Jerusalem and to fulfill the apostolic office, all those frivolous reasons which are drawn from the negative authority of the Epistle of Saint Paul will no longer have entrance into your judgments. For if it be said that Saint Paul, writing to Roman from Rome, has made no mention of Saint Peter, we need not be surprised, for, perhaps, he was not there at that time. So, it is quite certain that the first epistle of Saint Peter was written from Rome, as Saint Jerome witnesses to ver. Il. Peter, says he, in his first epistle, figuratively signifying Rome under the name of Babylon, says the church which is in Babylon, elected together, saluteth you. This that most ancient man Papias, a disciple of the apostles, had previously attested, as Eusebius records. But would this consequence be good? Saint Peter, in that epistle, gives no sign that Saint Paul was with him, therefore Paul was never in Rome. This epistle does not contain everything, and if it does not say that he was there, it also does not say that he was not. It is probable that he was not there then, or that if he were, it was not expedient to name him in that place for some reason. I say the same of Saint Paul's letter. Lastly, to adjust the times of the life of Saint Peter to the reigns of Tiberius, Caius Caligula, and Nero, we can lay them out something in this fashion. In the 18th year of Tiberius, our Lord ascended into heaven, and Tiberius survived our Lord in this world about 6 years, 5 years after the ascension. In the last year of the empire of Tiberius, Saint Peter came to Antioch, where having stayed about 10 years, that is, what remained of Tiberius, 4 years of Caius Caligula, and 2 of Claudius. Towards the end of the 2nd of Claudius he came to Rome, where he remained 7 years, that is, till the 9th of Claudius, when the Jews were driven out of Rome, which caused Saint Peter to withdraw into Judah. About 5 years afterwards, Claudius being dead in the 14th year of his reign, Saint Peter returned to Rome, where he stayed till the 14th and last year of Nero. This makes about 37 years that Saint Peter lived after the death of his master, of which he lived 12 partly in Judah, partly in Antioch, and 25 he lived as Bishop of Rome. Chapter 12. The Church cannot err. Hear in few words what the ancients thought of this matter, and in what rank they held the Bishop of Rome. This is the way they speak, whether of the See of Rome and its Church, whether of the Pope, for all comes to the same. Chair of Peter, Sip, Lib, I. Ep. 3, Editio Erasmi, Principal Church, Ib. 55 ad Gorn. Commencement of Sacerdotal Unity, Pound. 3, 13, Bond of Unity, Sublime Summit of the Priesthood, Pound. 4, 2, Church in which is the Superior Authority, Ion. 3, 3, Root and Matrix of the Church, Sip. 4, 8, Seat on which our Lord established the whole Church, Enoch. Ep. I, Ad Omnes Episc. And C, from Saint Siricius, Ep. I Ad Hymer. hinge and head of all churches Ib. 3 refuge of bishops Marcellus, Ep. I, Adipisc, Antioch, supreme apostolic seats in Alex, Ep. Adful, Ubiath, head of the pastoral honor Prospera Ingratus Lin, 40, supremacy of the apostolic chair, August, Ep. 162 min 43. Principal dignity of the apostolic priesthood Prosper de Voc, General 2, 16, in PRXF, Cone, Chat. Valent, Imperator, head of all churches Victorat, de Persec, Van. 2. Justinianus de Sumatrin. Head of the world, of the universe, by religion, Leo M, in Nat, S's, P, et P. Prosper de Ingratis. Set over the rest of the church's sin, Rom, subgelatio, the presiding church ign, ad Rom, in inscription, the first see to be judged by no one sin, sinu esna 300 episc, first seat of all Leo Ep, 61 ad theaud. Most safe harbor of Catholic communion Hieron, Ep, 16, apostolic fountain inuk, ad partis my left, inter. Epist, Saint, Orf, 93 min 182. Thus do they name the Roman Church, now see how they style the Pope. Bishop of the Most Holy Catholic Church Sip, 3, 11, Most Holy and Most Blessed Patriarch Conc, Chalc. Act 3, Head of the Council of Chalcedon, in relation, Head of the Universal Church Ibid, 16, Most Blessed Lord, elevated to the apostolic dignity. Father of Fathers, Supreme Pontiff of all Prelates Steph, Episc, Carthag, Inep, Ad Damas, Nomine Cone, Carthag, High Priest Hieron, Proef, Evang, Ad Dam, Prince of Priests ID Testetatitan Antique, Apud, Valent, Ep, Ad Theodos, Initio, Cone, Chalc, Ruler of the House of the Lord Am, Inidim, 3, Guardian of the Lord Sound Vineyard Cone, Chalc, Ep, Ad Leon, Vicar of Christ C, I, 3, Confirmer of the Brethren Burn, Ep, 190, Great Priest, Supreme Pontiff, Prince of Bishops, Heir of the Apostles, Able in Primacy, No in government, Abraham in patriarchate, Melchizedek in order, Aaron in dignity, Moses in authority, Samuel in judgment, Peter in authority, Christian unction, Shepherd of the Lord Saint Fold, Key bearer of the Lord Saint House, Shepherd of all shepherds, called in plenitude of power, Ib, to consider, 2, 8. I should never end if I tried to heap together all the titles which the ancients have given to the Holy See of Rome and to its bishop. The above ought to suffice to make even the most perverse wit see the extravagant lie which Pisa continues to tell after his master Calvin, in his treatise on the marks of the church, where he says that Phocas was the first to give authority to the bishop of Rome over the rest, and to place him in primacy. What is the use of uttering so gross a lie? Phocas lived in the time of Saint Gregory the Great, and every one of the authors I have cited is earlier than Saint Gregory, except Saint Bernard, whom I have quoted from his books on consideration, because Calvin holds these so truth that he considers truth itself has spoken in them. It is objected that Saint Gregory would not let himself be called universal bishop. But universal bishop may be understood of one who is in such sort bishop of the universe that the other bishops are only vicars and substitutes, which is not the case. For the bishops are truly spiritual princes, chiefs and pastors, not lieutenants of the Pope, but of our Lord, who therefore calls them brethren. Or the word may be understood of one who is superintendent over all, and in regard of whom all the others who are superintendents in particular are inferiors indeed but not vicars or substitutes, and it is in this sense that the ancients have called him universal bishop, while Saint Gregory denies it in the other sense. They object the Council of Carthage, which forbids that anyone shall call himself prince of priests, but it is for want of something to go on with that they put this in. For who is ignorant that his was a provincial council affecting the bishops of that province, in which the bishop of Rome was not? The Mediterranean Sea lies between them. There remained the name of Pope, which I have kept for the ending of this part of my subject, and which is the ordinary one by which we call the bishop of Rome. This name was common to bishops, witness Saint Jerome, who thus styles Saint Augustine in an epistle 97, "May the Almighty keep thee safe, Lord, truly holy and reverend Pope." But it has been made particular to the Pope by excellence, on account of the universality of his charge, whence, he is called in the Council of Chalcedon, Universal Pope, and simply Pope, without addition or limitation. And this word means nothing more than Chief Father or Grandfather. Papos avius trimunt zentiferunt patribus seri nova curd neputs. Orsnius ad nep. And that you may know how ancient this name is amongst good men, hear Saint Ignatius, disciple of the apostles, "When thou wast," says he, "at Rome with Pope Linus ad Mariam Zarbensum," already at that time there were papists, "and of what sort? We call him his holiness," and we find that Saint Jerome already called him by the same name, "I beseech thy blessedness, by the cross, and see, dash, 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 I following Christ alone am joined in communion with thy blessedness," that is, the chair of Peter ad Dam, ep. 15. We call him Holy Father, but you have seen that Saint Jerome so calls Saint Augustine. For the rest, those who, explaining chapter 2, of the second of Thessalonians, to make you believe the Pope is Antichrist, may have told you that he makes himself be called God on earth, or Son of God, are the greatest liars in the world, for so far are the popes from taking any ambitious title, that from the time of Saint Gregory they have for the most part called themselves servants of the servants of God. Never have they called themselves by such names as you say except in the ordinary acceptation, as every one can be if he keep the commandments of God, according to the power given to them that believe in his name John I. Rightly indeed might those call themselves children of the devil who lie so foully as do your ministers. Dash.